Hey, to answer, I think I can answer all three questions with one answer. It might be easier for you. So I will start now. The Song of Zelda was not written for this suite of songs. It was written before, and we played it before in different constellation, both in the Big Vicious and the quartet. And but it was very successful with the quartet, and it fits very, very well the spirit of the album, which is basically the suite of songs that you heard on the album. The preparation for that was mostly mentally, because we played the music maybe once together before we went to the studio, but because we were playing together for many years, we have a language of our own, and we are able to take any piece of music and make it our own. All the compositions were written in a way that it will allow a lot of freedom and a lot of decision of the moment. And the main guideline of Avishai was basically, we have nothing to prove. Everything is already there. We can say nothing, and it's going to be successful already. It's going to be true. As long as we are honest with what we have to say, it's not about what we can do, but what we choose to do. And he gave us a few albums, one of Indian music that a flute player that's playing basically nothing. And in the studio, he stopped us a few times to remind us that we have nothing to prove, and that we are just there to be vessels of the music. And Avishai, he's an incredible force with that. He knows how to direct people like that, and to give us the freedom to do so. I think the recording is very personal for all of us, and for Avishai especially. And what you feel in the music is a part of it, is the personal journey that we each pass through it. So I leave it to your imagination to figure out what it is, but it's that. Thank you.